Thank you, David, for the introduction. What we're going to do today is discuss my research findings from having interviewed directly 20 CEOs and CIOs in a variety of companies, and you have in front of you the companies who participated in my survey. The key point of the survey was to find out what CEOs expect from their CIOs. And I really wanted to get the points of view of the CEOs without their CIOs in the room. And similarly, I wanted to hear what the CIOs felt that what was expected of them. Now, my background in doing this is that I've been an executive recruiter for approximately 18 years, and I recruit CIOs and CTOs of Fortune 500 companies as well as startup companies. Through the course of my work, I've had the opportunity to interview CEOs and CIOs as well as their direct reports. And over the years, I've developed a notion of what CEOs definitely are expecting. And what I thought would be helpful and useful to my own knowledge was to kind of freshen up my knowledge by conducting over the spring these interviews of these pairs. And what I've come to understand is that there are some very similar answers that you get. In fact, there's a pretty good amount of consensus between what CEOs say and what CIOs say and expect it. But there are some differences, and there are some contrasts that I think are worth having you hear. So in addition, some of you, by the way, may know me through my affiliation with CIO Magazine. For the last few years, I've been an expert counselor. People write in questions, and I attempt to answer with profound insight. So what I'd like to do is start with giving you the answers that I heard to the questions. We're going to follow the format that is in your handout, and then we're going to I'm going to compare what I heard. I'm going to offer some conclusions about what I heard, and then I'm going to open it up to discussion. So let's go. What first is, what do CEOs expect? And what I asked was, what do you expect from your CIO, and is this expectation similar or different from what you expect of other C-level executives? In most cases, the CEOs did have the CIOs reporting in these 20. There were about 3 where the CIO did not report to the CEO, but I chose to interview the CEO anyway. I commonly heard from CEOs that IT is an enabler. It can help me manage my resources better. It has helped me to reduce costs. It has helped me streamline business processes. It allows for better teamwork across the enterprise. I expect the CIO to run his department so projects come in on time and within budget and provide expected results. In most cases, CEOs said they have a similar expectation for their CIO as they do for other C-level executives. They expect the CIO to be a global representative of the CEO's team and to be capable of delivering value to the business. In one case, the CEO of a software company said, I have much higher expectations for my CIO since to a great degree, my company's product is created by the technology folks, and I have a much higher expectation for my CIO to ensure that we do not lose our competitive technology advantage. In another case, a Fortune 500 company CEO said, I expect my CIO to demonstrate the capacity to understand the broader context of the business and to apply IT thinking to help the company compete in our marketplace. The CIO is a driver of change along with me. Next question, do you view the CIO as a strategic role? And if so, please elaborate. If not, please elaborate. All of the CEOs reported that they viewed the role of CIO as strategic. When I asked them to elaborate on this, most said the CIO is included in high-level planning meetings and committees. And in cases where the CIO did not report to the CEO directly, the CEO said the role was strategic and he expected the CIO to make recommendations on ways to improve the business. In one case, the CEO said, absolutely, the CIO's role is strategic and he must understand strategically what is happening in our market segments and needs to ensure that he is looking to the future as to how we can continue to provide a product that will change as quickly as our marketplace is changing. When I asked, how do you evaluate CIO performance? CEOs commonly answered that they evaluate performance based on